Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Right now, in-store only, when you spend $75, you get a free face mask and sanitizer while supplies last. Have a safe and happy summer.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor podcast, which is, of course, all about love, romance, connecting and bonding with your partner. And today it's about the often overlooked, but really should be talked about sex and health organ. And I am talking about the prostate today. The prostate, or, you know, of course, can also be called the P spot, similar to what we say for a vaginal G spot, is a gland in cisgender men or people assigned male at birth. It actually produces seminal fluid that's found in ejaculate, but the job of the prostate is really to help propel semen out of the penis, as well as keep up with the creation of semen with all the sperm cells and fluid from other glands. So the muscles of the prostate help ejaculate make that shooting sensation and the look and feel of semen, which is why I'm always saying that prostate stimulation is really going to enhance the strength of your orgasms long term. So let's just say without a prostate, you only will get dry orgasm. So I'm hoping that this episode is going to inspire you all to, one, want to explore prostate stimulation. It may be through a door that you're nervous to enter, but keep listening. There's lots of different tips and tricks I can give you to make it a very comfortable and very pleasurable experience. And you really never know how amazing it can be unless you try. Two, I want to educate you all on the health of the prostate, how keeping it healthy, if prostate stimulation isn't exactly your thing, how to keep it healthy regardless. The prostate gland itself is located right between the internal base of the penis and the bladder, and it's most easily stimulated anally, of course. It's roughly, I would say, the size of a walnut, and the key thing about the prostate is that it can grow as men or penis owners age, which is going to increase the need to milk and to stimulate the prostate just out of comfort. Men ages, I would say, 50 or over have their prostate grow, and it can get actually double in size. And for a lot of people, that's harmless, but for others, it can lead to different problems with urination, sex, and just cause discomfort. So the urethra back behind the penis actually runs right through the center of the prostate inside the body. So if you're ever experiencing like a frequent urge to urinate or difficulty starting urination, or if your urine stream is weaker than before and you notice a difference, if you have dribbling, if you have an inability to keep the bladder empty, or anything similar to that, like any changes in urinating, that is actually a really early sign of ED. And erectile dysfunction can be an inability to keep an erection, or if you have erections that aren't as strong or as hard as they were before, I actually would point you right to prostate massage, which absolutely has an improvement on all of those things, as well as all different pleasure points that you get to explore. And of course, like I've been saying, like I've been preaching, stronger orgasms in the bedroom. There are so many nerve endings that surround the prostate. It makes it one of the most sensitive and orgasm-inspiring areas of the body. And it's also known as the male G-spot. It takes a little bit of practice, I'm not gonna lie, in learning how to stimulate that area. But once you get it, it's a great tool to aid in longer, harder erections. And using stimulation of the prostate in place or like as an aid to different enhancement pills or if you use creams or even penis pumps. I believe that most men I talk to about the prostate are definitely more standoffish about trying it if they haven't before, and probably the most apprehensive about the anal entry or backdoor play. So there are things like enemas or some prep work that you can do if you're fearful of playing backdoor, but it's not necessary. You really just need to learn how to touch backdoor gently for insertion. That's where most people get turned off, at insertion, because you have so many nerve endings on the sphincter muscle. So when you go play back there, that's where, if you're not doing it correctly, it can be a little bit uncomfortable. And if you try to rush in there without enjoying the experience, not only are those nerve endings on the sphincter muscle, but also the prostate, they're going to get really tight and be more uncomfortable. So if you're on board and you're ready to start exploring the prostate, it can be found by inserting roughly 3 or 4 inches internal through the anus and push towards the penis, like push down almost like towards the belly button and wrap around like a hook. And because it's slightly deeper than what most fingers can reach, this is why I actually really recommend toys for backdoor prostate play, because there's a bunch of different kinds. Some of them can rotate, some of them can cradle into the perfect position, and they really do help to further stimulate that area easier. I know that I mention it all the time with all toys, but it's really important for new backdoor users to stop making a bad experience and start making a great one is a really nice lubricant. Water-based is what you need for toys. So my favorites are Sliquid. They have this one called Natural Gel, and it's an aloe intensive formula. It's really nice because it's so plush. You can feel soft, and it doesn't have to be like you keep reapplying it. I also really enjoy the Intimate Earth Soothe. It's great for toys or hand play. It's quite a bit thicker than a normal, like standard water-based, but it has guava bark extract added to it. And I spoke with Intimate Earth, I believe around winter time last year, and that guava bark is really high in vitamin C. So that is absolutely going to help keep your skin healthy. And you know what? As weird as it seems, it actually helps to treat cuts or any wounds. So if you do ever experience any backdoor tearing from different like sized toys or like a new person playing back there, it helps treat that. And it's very, very common for that backdoor tearing. So if you're looking to use like larger toys or to get comfortable with stretching, this lube is a staple. So I tell this to everyone that is looking to explore different anal play. The number one thing to watch for with any type of anal play, whether that be just prostate or backdoor, is the material. So often toys will say that they're pure silicone, but it works honestly just like the grocery store. Like if you were to buy a bag of quote unquote organic carrots, only 10% of that material inside needs to be organic. And the same is true with toys. There's only a small percentage of the material like blended into that toy that it needs to be pure silicone for it to be marketed that way. So to be honest, the best way to know if the material is either like a pure silicone or a body safe material is one, to do some research on it, or two, you can always ask us in the store, or three, you know, if you are a little bit shy and you come into a store and you just go to grab something, to be honest, you can see it in the price point. So if you do want a cheaper option, and that's not 100% medical grade silicone, maybe just to see if you enjoy that stimulation before committing to a more expensive toy, I recommend glass toys. Icicles makes a great one. It's number 31. It's that blue one with the large curve to it. I believe it's $45, and it's great for both sphincter muscle and prostate stimulation. So if you want more of like a tease before you get to that prostate, it would work really awesome. But what's great with this one is if you hold on to this toy and you run it under some warm water, you'll be surprised how warm it's going to stay, and then how easy it's going to insert for backdoor, because that warmth is going to match your body temperature, so it will insert so much easier. There is also some new toys that are vibrating glass. I love those. They are still by that Icicles brand. The one that I love the most, I think, for prostate is number 84. It's like the black one with a curve. Looks like a lot of the other prostate toys that we sell. It's rechargeable, it's remote control, and it's glass. So this one I love for many reasons. Of course, the price point, it's only around the $89 to 90 something dollar range. It's a vibe with glass, which is completely new. So you can use silicone lubricant with it. And of course, temperature play and the shape is great. Like I said, it has that curve like a lot of other prostate toys. So it would be awesome, of course, for backdoor. Some people do use it for G-spot as well. But if you're looking for a stronger vibe, that's where you're gonna need some medical grade silicone. It makes a huge difference in the vibration, as well as medical grade silicone stays soft and it's easy to insert. There's no pores in that type of silicone. So it's actually really smooth and comfortable. There's a bunch I love, the Vector, the Bruna, the Ridge Rider. I know that I've talked about some in past episodes and some not so much. So the Vector, I think I've talked about the Vector on the past two episodes. It's still one of my favorite toys that we sell right now for many reasons. Of course, it bends its shape, so it's great for prostate users. It is amazing for G-spot users. It has two motors on it. It holds on to the perineum area as well. So not only are you going to have like a vibrator pushing onto the prostate, but that perineum massage actually makes almost like a thumbprint right on the perineum. So you have just so much vibe and so much power right there. I just think it's perfect for really beginner or advanced users. The Bruno is a really fun one if you want more of a remote control. All Lalo's toys are so very strong and they are very easy to have a different pulsation on low, medium, or high. So it's not just click, click, click the buttons like you do on something that is more like the Vector. And then there is this one by Nexus. Nexus makes a ton of really fun prostate or backdoor toys. The Ridge Rider is one that's a little bit different. It has, the shape of it looks like a normal prostate toy. So it's got that bulbous end to it, meant to milk right underneath the prostate, but it has a ton of texture to it. It's got almost like these ripples through the whole thing. And that is going to do a few different beneficial things for prostate. Of course, it's going to stimulate a lot more when it goes to be inserted because all of those ridges have to move past the sphincter muscle. Next, it actually holds your lubrication in place and it's not going to slide out. So if you're looking for a fun toy to use during intercourse so you don't have to keep taking it out, adding more lubricant to keep it comfortable, that is where I'm going to recommend something like the Ridge Rider. Nexus also makes just a ton, like I said, like honestly just a ton, they make probably the most prostate stimulation toys that we sell. And I love the G Rider as well, that has those beads that help stimulate in all the right areas. They also make a really great aluminum toy. So again, if you don't want glass, if that's a little bit intimidating to you, they make one of the only vibrating aluminum toys that we sell. So the great thing with this is it's going to do the exact same thing as temperature play, like all of those benefits I was talking about with the insertion. Also, you know, if you are a more experienced user and you want to dip it in some cold water instead of some warm water, that is really fun to play with too. It's a whole new sensation. It's really good for insertion because it's like more of a tease, which can be fun for intercourse, but you have that vibration with the aluminum. So really, really unique. So now that I've told you all about the different prostate toys, I am going to teach you how to find the prostate with your hands before using a toy, or if you don't have a toy yet and you're not ready for one, just how to touch and to stimulate the prostate, because it's a little bit different than a vagina. It's definitely a lot different than a penis. So it's a lot more sensitive of an area, and a lot of males or penis owners are a little bit more reserved with touching this area. So when you do go to massage the prostate, if you are the giving partner, you are gonna, of course, have clean hands and use a lubricant. So if there's no toys, use a silicone lube. That's gonna stay really soft and it's not gonna absorb and get sticky on your hands. Definitely go slow because that sphincter muscle, like I said, is gonna have a little bit more pinch to it. So help your partner relax. And once they are relaxed, maybe you can use, you know, give them a hand job, or you could use a stroker on them to get them aroused and relaxed as well, or put on a sexy movie. And once you go to insert, just remember that you need to go really slow and you need to be really gentle. It's just like any backdoor massage you would give, but you're just looking for a little different texture. So once you're inserted, you can actually keep going. I would say use your middle finger or maybe your index finger and go in about 2.5 inches before you start looking for the prostate. Everyone's body is different, so some people might not be completely 3 to 4 inches in. Some people might have a more shallow prostate. But regardless, you're looking for like a walnut texture organ, very, very similar to the G-spot. However, I believe that the prostate is really like a little bit more of a curve that you're going to do with your fingers, just like the come hither with the G-spot. But the G-spot drops down when it gets engorged with blood. The prostate swells up a bit. And then after that orgasm, it goes back down to size. And all that's happening there is you have a lot of muscle movements because it's helping you orgasm. So once you do, that muscle is actually propelling the semen outside. So it's a little bit different of a stimulation, even on your fingers. You can actually feel the prostate release. So once you do touch a rigid texture, there's a lot of different creams you can use on your fingers and everything too to help engorge the prostate a little bit and keep the blood flow there. But once you do have that rigid texture, you have to keep communication with your partner. So if they like more of a constant push, if they like a circling motion, if they like that come hither really hard down, that's all conversations that you need to have in the moment and be able to be comfortable asking them. Think of it almost like touching the G-spot. That's exactly what you're doing. It's just on a male. The thing that's really good with toys, though, is that most of them have a handle on prostate. They have this bulbous end that are going to cradle right under where they need to be. But that handle, you can kind of rock back and forth, up and down, and hold on to where you want that pressure. Another really good thing with them is if you want to keep that toy inside, like the Vector, that one's really, really good for intercourse. It holds on to their body during intercourse as well, so you don't have to be in different positions to give more attention to the prostate. It's going to be more of like a hands-free stimulation that's going to intensify and elongate their orgasm. Over time, you will absolutely see an increase in strength of orgasm, as well as it helping to fight any signs of ED. So prostate is where it's at. If you are shy about this, if you don't know what toy you're leaning towards for yourself, for a partner, of course, reach out to me. I will help you. I will answer questions with you. If you're not sure how to ask your partner, have they had prostate stimulation? Is it something that they're open to? Just be real. Just be honest with them. Just sit them down. Say, hey, I listened to this podcast and I heard some great things that maybe we should try. And if they're open to it, then start exploring. And if they're not, be patient with them. Go over the benefits. Ask if it's ever something that they're going to be open to. And remind any prostate owner that their pleasure zone, of course, is on a penis and it's on a sphincter muscle, but it's also internal for men. You can stimulate just through the perineum, so maybe if they feel some prostate play with that pressure there, with something like the Verge, it's a C-ring by WeVibe, maybe they'll be a little bit more open for insertion. So you never know. These are all conversations. They're things to put on the table, so that way they can sit on the table a little bit before maybe they come and make their way into the bedroom. That's just how I think about it. So I hope that helps. If, of course, like I said, if you guys have questions about any of this, reach out to me. My email is Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at loverslane.com. You can find us on Instagram under Intimacy Advisor Pod. We are on Twitter, IA_pod, P-O-D. We're on Facebook, Intimacy Advisor Podcast. And of course, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. I hope your 4th of July was wonderful. We're getting into the summer. It's getting crazy hot outside. I am here for it. I will catch you all again next Monday. Have a good one.
Couples that play together, stay together.